We have the great privilege to read again God's Word, so if you would turn with me in Hebrews chapter 11. As we continue in Hebrews, we are reading this morning in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 40. What is called often the chapter of faith, or the faith chapter. Hebrews 11. And starting in verse 1, this is the word of the living and true God. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the men of old gained approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained a testimony that he was righteous. God testifying about his gifts, and through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death. He was not found because God took him up, for he obtained the witness that before his being taken up he was pleasing to God. And without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned by God about things not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his household, by which he condemned the world, and he became an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith he lived as an alien in a land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise. For he was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith even Sarah herself received ability to conceive, even beyond the proper time of life, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore there was born even of one man, and him as good as dead at that, as many descendants as the stars of heaven in number, and innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. All these died in faith without receiving the promises, but having seen them and having welcomed them from a distance and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a country of their own. And indeed, if they had been thinking of that country from which they went out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. And therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son. It was he to whom it was said, "And Isaac, your descendants shall be called." He considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received him back as a type. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, even regarding things to come. By faith, Jacob, as he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the exodus of the sons of Israel and gave orders concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, as seeing him who is unseen. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, so that he who destroyed the firstborn would not touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as though they were passing through dry land. And the Egyptians, when they attempted it, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith Rahab the harlot did not perish, along with those who were disobedient, after she had welcomed the spies in peace. And what more shall I say? For time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, and David and Samuel and the prophets, who by faith conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured, not accepting their release, so that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others experienced mockings and scourgings, yes, also chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, they were put to death with the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, men of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground. And all these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised, because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us they would not be made perfect. And that is the reading of God's holy word. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Here the whole book of Hebrews again has been a reminder to persevere in faith. Now chapter 11 gives us examples from the rest of the scriptures, particularly the Old Testament, of those who have persevered. Perhaps they were examples of how God showed favor to them. They received faith. They struggled with faith. And yet they persevered in faith. They were preserved by the Lord, even through trials and tribulations. And so we see verses 1 through 3, at least 1 and 2, give a general definition of faith. It says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the men of old gained approval. And then we see in verse 3, all things were made by the speaking, by nothing but the word spoken by the power of God. As we've seen in Genesis, He spoke, let there be light, and there was light. He created by the word of His power. And then the rest of the chapter is a long list of those throughout history who are God's people who persevered in faith. 4 through 7, those who we've been studying already, Abel, Enoch, and Noah. And then taking up the biggest space in chapter 11, verses 8 through 19, Abraham. And then we see, which Abraham we begin looking at this morning in Genesis as we continue in that. In chapter 11, that he lived by faith, and he was counted righteous because of it. Verses 20 through 22, we have the patriarchs, then Moses, and 23 through 28, those who are part of the Exodus and entrance into the Promised Land, 29 through 31, and then generally 32 through 38, the many other servants of God that could be named and are named there. Even some, we should be encouraged here. For the promise is not a promise of physical deliverance. We see here people who died, who were slain by the sword, who were persecuted. Chains, mockings, scourgings, imprisonment. And yet, it says they went through that in faith because they looked forward to a better resurrection. One that even awaits us, beloved. Then we have 39 through 40, the promise to us. They had the Old Testament saints here referred to. They had received the promises. They had interest in them and yet not fully possessed them. They did not get to see the days of Christ and after and the gospel state, we might say, or call it. They had the shadows pointing forward to those things which would to come, Christ and what those sacrifices pointed to. But they did not get to see the days of Christ and after. But we've received Christ, right? He has come. He has gone to the cross. He rose from the dead. He ascended. He's now seated at the right hand of God the Father. And so in some ways, our faith should be stronger than these Old Testament saints. Beloved, here we are called again to believe in Jesus and persevere to the end. Even when you undergo trials and sufferings, difficulties, that you would receive a great reward just like these saints did. Well, that is the word of God. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank You for this great chapter which reminds us of so many things in the Old Testament and how all those people pointed us to Jesus. We think how we're reading in the Judges of all these different types of deliverers who delivered Israel from physical difficulties and enemies, and yet they were not perfect. They were not good enough to deliver Israel spiritually from their sin. Over and over and over, more deliverers had to come and save them. And yet they continue to do evil and sin. But we have Jesus, Father. We thank You for Him and His sacrifice, and we pray that You would preserve us. Give us that faith which is strengthened. Strengthen our faith, that we would persevere to the end like these saints. And we remember these saints. They were not perfect. As we look at Abraham this morning, he was not perfect. He was not good enough. He was a pagan. He worshipped foreign deities. And yet out of Your grace, You saved him. And he was counted as righteous because of Christ's righteousness, which was to come. And Father, we pray that You would strengthen us in faith, that we would be reminded today that although we are not good enough, we are good enough in Christ. And You have given us, those who have faith, His righteousness, by which if we come before Your throne, which we do right now, we are not cast down, we are not judged, we're not destroyed because of Christ, our mediator. So, Father, we pray that You would give us comfort in Him, our Savior, our Lord, and that You would give us and cause us to persevere despite many trials that might come. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.